Hey everyone, welcome back to A Truth or Total BS, episode 14, May 11th, 2026. I'm Alex, here with Maya, and today we're poking at something you've probably heard 1,000 times after every hurricane or heat wave.
Yeah, the line is basically, climate change is making extreme weather more frequent. It shows up in every news segment, every politician's speech.
Right, and I want to push back on it, because I think it's become this catch-all phrase. Every time it rains hard or it's hot, somebody says, climate change. That's not science, that's vibes.
Okay, but the IPCC AR6 report, Chapter 11, literally calls it an established fact that human emissions have increased the frequency and intensity of some extremes, especially heat extremes. That's not vibes, Alex. That's the most rigorous climate assessment on the planet.
Sure, but notice the word some. NASA's own hurricane FAQ says climate change is not necessarily increasing the overall number of hurricanes. The UK Met Office admits low confidence on tornadoes and hail trends.
Right, and nobody serious is claiming every type everywhere. The mechanism is well understood. Warmer air holds more moisture, so you get heavier downpours, and more evaporation means worse droughts. NASA and NOAA both lay that out.
But Carbon Brief looked at attribution studies and found about 17% showed no human influence or were inconclusive. That's not a slam dunk.
Hold on. 17% inconclusive means 83% did find a signal. That's an overwhelming majority. An inconclusive isn't no effect, it's we couldn't measure it cleanly yet.
Okay, fair. But the original claim doesn't say some extremes. It says extreme weather, period. That's overstated.
I'll give you that. It's not perfectly worded. But look at the actual data. The Great Lakes assessment found the heaviest 1% of storms increased 42% in the Midwest and 55% in the Northeast since 1958. That's not subtle.
Wait, 55% in what time frame?
1958 to 2016. And NOAA's billion-dollar disaster tracker shows the number and cost of these events has climbed steadily since 1980, even after adjusting for inflation and stripping out the wealth and population effect.
Okay, that's actually pretty compelling. I still think people misuse the claim. They'll point at a tornado outbreak, and the science doesn't really back that one up.
Totally fair on tornadoes and hail specifically, but heat waves, heavy rain, drought, compound events, the strongest hurricanes getting stronger, those are all locked in. The core claim is right, even if the edges are fuzzy.
So you're saying directionally true, with caveats on which extremes?
Exactly. The IPCC, NASA, NOAA, USGS, independent, high-authority bodies all agree. The pushback mostly comes from places like Cato, which has, let's say, motivated reasoning on climate policy.
Ha! Yeah, Cato isn't exactly a neutral referee here. All right, I think I have to land somewhere reasonable on this one.
The claim's a little broad brush, but the underlying science genuinely supports it for most of the big categories people actually care about.
So our verdict today, mostly true. Climate change is increasing the frequency of many extreme weather events, just not every single type. And the wording could use a little more nuance. Thanks for hanging with us. Catch you next week on Truth or Total BS.